SpaceX effect. Indians flock to US AI stocks. Recorded learning, RIP. Enter AI tutors. SaaS startups get a reality check from investors. Pocket FM to rope in top iBanker as CFO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with global investing today because some of the world's biggest anticipated tech IPOs are now driving fresh interest from Indian retail investors. Platforms like Smallcase, InMoney and HDFC Securities say they're already seeing a sharp rise in users looking to invest in US equities, especially around companies like SpaceX, OpenAI and Anthropic. Now, according to reports, SpaceX could go public as early as June 12th and may target a valuation close to around $1.75 trillion, potentially making it one of the biggest IPOs ever. Now, OpenAI is reportedly targeting a September listing, while AI startup Anthropic could follow later this year. Now, Zerodha-backed Smallcase says it expects fivefold growth in its US investing business after launching global investing through Gift City earlier this year. And InMoney also says searches for SpaceX on its platform have jumped nearly 10 times as retail curiosity around global tech stocks grows. Now, there are a few reasons behind this trend. Stronger returns in US tech markets, a weakening rupee, and increasing interest in sectors like AI, semiconductors, EVs, and space tech. So, areas where Indian public markets still have limited exposure. Now, Indian investors still cannot directly participate in IPO allotments, but those with US brokerage access can buy shares once trading begins. And the Gift City route has also made international investing easier and cheaper. Moving to EdTech, where PhysicsWala says recorded learning may already be losing relevance in the AI era. It's basically RIP for recorded learning. PhysicsWala co-founder Prateek Maheshwari told Money Control that the future of EdTech will increasingly revolve around conversational AI tutors instead of static video libraries. He said recorded learning is already dead and argued that students are now moving towards more interactive and personalized AI-driven learning experiences. Now, PhysicsWala also said that over 90% of student doubts on its platform are already being solved through AI systems. The company also says it has evaluated more than 2 billion subjective answer sheets using AI tools. That's quite interesting. Now, PhysicsWala also launched products like AI Guru, Ask AI, and AI Books, while also building its own education-focused AI models designed for Indian exam prep and vernacular learning. At the same time, the company is expanding beyond its core JEE and NEET preparation business into state boards, K-8 learning and skilling programs. So for more details, do check out the full interview on the Money Control website. All right, next up, India's SaaS startups are facing a very different kind of pressure in the AI era. Investors say AI is rapidly weakening some of the traditional advantages software startups relied on for years, including product defensibility, pricing power, and customer acquisition. Now, founders told Money Control that investor conversations have changed dramatically over the last year. In fact, one founder said they had already pivoted twice because investors kept asking whether their product would still matter if OpenAI launched a similar feature 6 months later. Now, investors also say AI coding tools are collapsing software development timelines from years to just months. For example, Activate, which is an AI fund founded by Akrit Vaish, he said that what earlier took 12 to 18 months to validate can now become obvious within 6 to 8 weeks. And Upeka, which is another AI accelerator fund, co-founder Thyagarajan Marathwanan also said older SaaS modes like brand, UI, and network effects are beginning to weaken quickly. So growth stage startups say they are now trying to rebuild products, but they are not asked to pivot, but they're trying to rebuild products while still protecting existing revenue and customers. So the broader shift here is that SaaS companies are no longer just being evaluated on growth, but increasingly on how quickly they can adapt to AI-first market. And before we wrap up, a quick leadership update from the startup ecosystem. Abhilash Pariwal, Director of India Investment Banking at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, is set to join Pocket FM as Chief Financial Officer, according to sources. Now, Pariwal worked on several major startup IPOs before joining Pocket FM. He's worked at BOFA, BOFA, including Zomato, Swiggy, Nykaa, and Delivery as well. The move comes at a key time for Pocket FM as the company explores a fresh private funding round and reportedly prepares for a potential public listing over the next year or so. Now, the company has also recently elevated Lalit Gangwar as Chief Operating Officer as it strengthens its leadership team further. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Moneycontrol. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.